This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And I have something really cool to talk about today. We have released our first coloring book about cats. It's based on our Chicken Soup for the Soul book called The Magic of Cats. And it's a full-fledged, super high-quality adult coloring book that also contains 37 full stories from our Magic of Cats book. You know, we looked at all the popular high-end coloring books on the market, and we made ours the same as those, with high-quality paper, perforated pages so you can tear them out and frame them, and art that has just the right amount of complexity for coloring. And then we added in those 37 Chicken Soup for the Soul stories, and we made sure that the art next to each story goes along with the content of the story. The whole package is called the Chicken Soup for the Soul Magic of Cats Coloring Book. So today I want to share two of the fabulous stories that we included. These stories are about when cats have special talents. In our first story, Mary Alward tells the story of a cat that was a natural healthcare provider. Mary worked at a nursing home that had a mix of elderly residents and some younger ones, too, who had chronic conditions that required caregiving. One of them, Diane, was only 56, but she had muscular dystrophy. Her mother had passed, and Diane needed the services that a nursing home could provide. Everyone loved her, nurses and residents alike. She was full of cheer and positivity, and she spent her days using her electric wheelchair to visit the patients in all four wings of the home. Diane asked if she could adopt a kitten and train it to visit the residents. And the answer was yes, and so she adopted a beautiful white cat with blue eyes. Diane named her Blessing because she would be a definite blessing to all who lived and worked there. Blessing turned out to be a natural therapy cat. She would make her rounds to all the patients, and the ones who were sick were the ones she focused on. Mary says, after a few weeks on duty, Blessing did something unusual. She crawled onto the bed with Mr. Russo and refused to leave, putting up a fuss when the nurse grabbed her and put her out in the hall. She was back in Mr. Russo's room and on the bed in a flash. Finally, the nurse was able to get her out of the room, but Blessing would not leave the door. She meowed loudly, almost like a scream. The fuss was so loud that they decided to let Blessing stay with Mr. Russo. Blessing stayed very quiet and lay on Mr. Russo's bed right near his chest all that night. And you can guess what happened. Mr. Russo passed that night. After his passing, Blessing went back to her cat bed. 2 weeks later, it happened again. Blessing refused to leave Mrs. Adams alone, staying with her until she passed. Several weeks later, it happened again. By now, the nursing home staff knew that Blessing was always right. She always knew when the end was near for a resident. It happened over and over again until, unfortunately, it was Diane's turn. She came back from a hospitalization, and Blessing stayed with her for 18 hours on her last day of life. When the staff saw the cat heading back to her own bed at 4 in the morning, They knew. And sure enough, Diane had passed. Blessing lived in that nursing home for 12 years until she too passed from cancer. Right before she died, the staff carried her around, making one final round of patients before it was her turn. In our second story by Debbie Mavity, we have another talented cat. Debbie was only 15 years old when this happened, a terrifying incident in her home. She was there all by herself, doing her hair and makeup and getting ready to go out when she heard the tinkling sound of someone using the toilet. Her heart started racing. She could see into the bathroom through its open door, but she couldn't see the toilet itself. But there was definitely someone in there using it. Debbie wanted to escape the house, but she'd have to pass right by the intruder in the bathroom in order to get out. She grabbed her mascara wand, thinking she could poke it into the man's eye if necessary. Then she crept past the bathroom, peeking in for a moment, and then she started laughing. Because there was the intruder, with all four paws on the toilet seat. It was her sister's cat using the toilet. When he finished, he jumped down, looking pleased with himself. No one had ever taught him how to use the toilet, but it must have been something he wanted to try after seeing how the humans did it. Of course, he forgot to flush, but you know how kids are. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the more than 2 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or X, formerly called Twitter, or visit our website, chickensoup.com. If you'd like to learn more about the Chicken Soup for the Soul Magic of Cats coloring book, you can look at it on our website, and you can buy it at Walmart, Kroger, BJ's, other big box stores, Barnes & Noble, and of course on Amazon. And please join us for our next episode about a new book that is out for Mother's Day, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mothers and Daughters. I'm going to share a couple of stories about the truly miraculous bonds that we see between mothers and daughters.